Hi, I'm in the mood to talk right now and don't have anyone with me, so I figured recording something might be a good thing. And I didn't want to do a script, so I went ahead and looked for questionnaires to answer and found one that seemed pretty cool, so I'm going to jump into it and you make yourself comfortable. Just relax. And yeah, thanks for joining me. Gonna start with question number one. What is more difficult for you, looking into someone's eyes when you're telling them how you feel, or looking into someone's eyes when they are telling you how they feel? More difficult. More difficult would be to look into their eyes when I'm telling you how I, well, I'm t when I'm telling them how I feel, because I would feel I don't know. I have this thing where I'm really uncomfortable with people observing me, or like evaluating me based on what I'm saying or gestures, and I get really uncomfortable. So I would rather for to look into their eyes when they're t when they are telling me how they feel. Oh, that was long. Question number two. Think of the last time you were really angry. Why were you angry, and do you still feel the same way? I don't get angry often. Man, last time probably goes back to middle school for some really stupid stuff. I was gonna say shit, but I wasn't sure if, not everybody likes swearing. Okay. Yeah, I don't even remember why I was angry, and I certainly don't feel the same way, for sure. Question number three. You are on a flight from Honolulu to Chicago nonstop. There is a fire in the back of the plane. You have enough time to make one phone call. Who would you call, and what would you tell them? I would call my mom, because she's the person that's closest to me. And I try not to figure out. I tell her the truth. I'd be like, okay, there's a little bit of a situation at the back of the plane. I don't know how it's gonna go, how it's gonna turn out, but just in case, I wanna make sure that I love you and all that stuff. Yeah, but I would try not to freak out, just explain to her what's going on. Question number four. You are at the doctor's office and he has just informed you that you have approximately 1 month to live. Do you tell anyone you are going to die? What do you do with your remaining days? Would you be afraid? 1 month to live. Okay. I would, again, I'm going to mention my mom twice, probably even more. I would tell her about it. I'd be honest. Yeah. Just so that I could enjoy my remaining days with her, yeah, to the fullest. And yeah, I would I be afraid? I don't know. I honestly don't think you can know something before you're faced with it or in it, so I can only guess. I think I would to a certain extent, but I think I would try not to think about it, just to enjoy the present moments. Yeah. Question number 5. You have one of the following two things, love and trust. Which do you choose and why? You can have, okay. Well, I think one comes with the other. I think when you have love, trust comes with it, you know? I mean, that's what I think, at least. So I would choose love. Yeah. Question number 6. You're walking down the street on your way to work. There is a dog drowning in the canal on the side of the street. That's very positive. Your boss has told you if you are late even once more, you're fired. Do you take the time to save the dog's life? Why or why not? Of course. I mean, come on. Yeah, of course, save the dog's life to risk losing my job, because you can have other jobs, but the dog's gonna die if you don't save it. So yeah, save the dog. I mean, come on. Question number 7. Would you rather be hurt by the one you trust the most or the one you love the most? I would rather be hurt by the one I love the most, because I think you can forgive things when you love somebody, you know? Yeah. Question number 8, your best friend confesses that he or she, that they have feelings for you more than just friendship. They're falling in love with you. What do you do or say? It depends on how I feel about them. Okay, if they're my best friend, of course there's a certain level of attraction coming into play. But it doesn't have to be necessarily a sexual attraction or a romantic one. I can just be attracted to their the way they think in their mind, and then just enjoy their presence without necessarily envisioning anything romantic with them, any future. So if I was into them, I would be like, cool, let's just see how this goes. I'm happy you told me. And yeah. But if I wasn't into them, I, you know, try to be sensitive about it. Sensible, I mean, yeah, English isn't my native tongue, so bear with me. I'd approach it in a way that's not too harsh. I'd just be like, I'm glad that you told me, and I appreciate you being honest and stuff. Quite honestly, I don't feel that way personally, but I'm happy you told me, and that doesn't help that I'll continue to be here for you. I don't know. I don't know. Moving on to question number 9. Think of the last person who that died. You have the chance to give them 1 hour of life back, but you have to give up 1 year of yours. Do you do it? Why or why not? Oh, hell yeah. I would give up 1 year of my life to give them 1 hour of their life back. Why? Because that's just how it goes. I mean, if I love them, yeah, definitely. I'm thinking of somebody right now that died recently, so yeah, I would give a lot to have them back. Question number 10. Are you the kind of friend that you want to have as a friend? I think I am. Considering them loyal and caring, and I would like to have a friend like that, and kind too. Very understanding. But I'm too aware of what I am like as well, so I think it would be a pain in the ass. Yeah, don't want to have me as a for the qualities that I own, that I possess, but not, I think you get it. I hope so. Question number 11, does love equal sex? No, because you can love somebody, you can fall in love with somebody without it being romantic or having any sort of sexual connotation, you know. Love is too complex to equal just one thing. So, no. I mean, of course, then if you love somebody in that way, then sex is the is what follows. I mean, it's gonna come up at some point, let's face it. Question number 12. Your boss tells you your coworker, your boss tells your coworker that they have to let them go because of work shortage and they are the newest employee. You have been there much longer. Your coworker has a family to support and no other means of income. Do you go to your boss and offer to leave the company? Why or why not? No, I wouldn't offer to leave the company because I think you have to work for what you want in life. Just because I leave the company doesn't mean that my boss is going to hire them back, you know, that other person. And quite honestly, if the situation was turned around and I was the one that my boss had to let go and somebody else was, you know, would offer to leave the company just to save my ass, I wouldn't accept that. Because like I said, you have to work for it, so... I think I answered it. Yeah. Question number 13. When was the last time you told someone honestly how you felt, regardless of how difficult it was for you to say? Who was it? And what did you have to tell the person? I'm... it's tricky. I think it was my mom. Have I mentioned my mom? Yeah, I had to deal with anxiety pretty recently. Like many other people, it's not, yeah. And I had to tell her about how I felt in order for her to comprehend what was going on, because tricky not only for the person going through it, but also, and maybe even more, for the support system. Told her how I felt, and just all right. Question number 14. What would be harder for you to tell a member of the opposite sex you love them or that you don't want them back? It would be harder for me to tell them that I don't love them back. Because telling somebody you love them is pretty easy. I mean, everybody's different, of course. But personally speaking, I don't like hurting people. I always make sure they're, I'm always worried about being kind enough. Want to make them feel special, not unloved. Want to make them feel good about themselves. So, yeah. Question number 15. What do you think would be the hardest thing for you to give up? Why would it be hard to lose? Oh man. My integrity. Yeah, the stuff I hold dear are any of my beliefs or values. Certainly don't want to let go of those. Question number 16, excluding romantic love, when was the last time you told someone you loved them? Who are they to you? Well, that's easy. That's my mom. I try to tell her as I love her as much as often as possible. I don't actually say I love you like that, because it's more like I'll throw, hey mom, I mean, I love you, right? Or like I, you know, in a playful way. But she knows, every mother knows that their child, it's like every mother, yeah. It's, you know, unconditional love. It, yeah. Question number 17. If there was one moment and one time in the last month, I believe there was, okay, a part that was deleted in that question. I'm going to try and guess the blank. There was one moment and one time in the last month you could change. What would you change and why? I feel like I have Alzheimer's right now. I don't think, and even if I could remember, I don't think I would change anything about the past. It's, you know, it happened and gotta move on, right? Gotta live in the present. So I wouldn't change anything. Question number 18. Imagine it is a dark night. You're alone. It's raining outside. You hear somebody walking around outside your window. Who do you wish was there with you? Okay, as a protection. Okay. I don't think I'd be that scared, honestly. It's just somebody walking outside my window. It's not like... I mean, if I had a significant other, yeah, that would be nice, but not necessarily just in that situation. That's not the only thing that would be good for, you know. Yeah, I don't really freak out that easily. Question number 19. Would you give a homeless person CPR if they were dying? I'm sorry. Why or why not? That's okay. I don't even know how people come to think of such things. Wait. Okay, sorry, I blanked out for 1 second. Of course. Would you give a homeless person CPR if they were dying? It's not like they have, like, fucking disease. They're just homeless, dude. It's, of course. My God, I hope the person thinking of this question wasn't thinking otherwise, because that would really suck. Yeah. Oh, okay. It jumped directly to 21. So, I don't know. Somebody. Okay. Okay. Question number 21. You are holding onto your grandmother's hand and the hand of a newborn that you don't know as they hang over the edge of a cliff. You have to let one of them go to save the other? Who do you let fall to their death? What was your rationale for making the decision? Well, I think most people would say, let the grandmother die and save the kid. Well, newborn. Well, okay. But, okay, I would try to save them both, honestly, because I don't believe one, either those lives have more value than the other. You know, does that make sense? And just because the grandmother is old doesn't mean that she has to go first, you know. But if, okay, man, I actually would think I would hang on to my grandmother and let the newborn go. That probably sounds terrible, but it's going to sound terrible either way. I mean, but yeah, going to go with that. Question number 22, are you old-fashioned? In certain ways, I suppose so. But I'm also pretty modern. So I guess it's a mix. I don't really know. Old-fashioned. I guess I have certain, certain values that could be considered as old-fashioned. Certain views. But yeah, also pretty modern. Yeah. Question number 23. When was the last time you were nice to someone and did not expect anything in return for it? All the time. not to sound fake or like, you know, because some people are like, nice all the time. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, honestly, I don't go into, you know, helping someone or being nice to them expecting anything, because that's a shitty mentality. I mean, that's not shitty, it's just, it's not exactly altruistic one. Yeah. So yeah, I try to be nice to everybody. And no, I don't expect anything in return. Question number 24. Which one would you choose? True love with a guarantee of a broken heart or never loved at all? Why? Well, what is true love anyway? I would choose love in any way, shape, or form instead of no love at all. Yeah. And last question, if you could do anything or wish anything, what would it be? Do anything or wish anything? Well, one of my life goals is to help somebody in any way, or help a project come to life, just participate in something positive. So yeah, just have some positive impact. Yeah. It's a nice conclusion, right? Yeah. So that's it for the questionnaire. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a lovely day / evening wherever you are, and I will see you next time.